Tim Hortons is learning that sometimes you can't please everyone. And this is all over a series of Enbridge ads they were running in their stores across the country. Enbridge, sponsor of the Northern Gateway Pipeline, which has caused some controversy. So these ads were running for about 3 weeks. And then an environmental group started an online petition, gathered about 28,000 signatures. Tim's caved in, got rid of the ads. And now there's people in Alberta and the oil industry, even government members going, what'd you do that for? And in fact, a counter boycott is being organized in Calgary.
When I go to Tim Hortons, I'm going there for my coffee, not to be sold advertising. It's not a billboard space. You know? I think some executive at Tim Hortons saw those TV menus and was automatically went, well, we can sell that space.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know what? You're already selling the space. It's called Tim Hortons and you've got me there. And now you're trying to use me again to sell some more advertising to a different company. No.
I think this whole thing is a little bit silly. I mean, I'm personally no huge supporter of the Northern Gateway Pipeline. I think there's a lot of environmental questions that haven't really been answered to a lot of people's satisfaction. But to make a business pull some advertising just because you don't like the message, I mean, what is that saying? Is your argument so weak that you can't have a counter argument being displayed somewhere else? It's an agreement between a company and another company to advertise a product. I mean, why does it matter?
Enbridge is actually a Canadian-owned company, whereas I don't believe Tim Hortons is anymore. So the pipeline company is more Canadian than the double-double that most people associate with their nationality. But Tim Hortons represents something, and you're there as a customer of Tim Hortons because you want to be there. And I think that advertising in those contexts is sometimes out of place. It's like when you go to the bathroom and in the back of the stall, there's ads. Like, that's not a place I want to be sold things.
No, I know. I know. Well, advertising is becoming everywhere. Yeah. I mean, it's so hard to escape it nowadays.
And that's just it. Is this really what we have to spend our time on? Is this really the big issue? Yeah, how about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission findings?
Yeah.
That's a lot more important than an Enbridge commercial on a menu at Tim Hortons.
Fair enough.